Well, you know, if people were listening earlier this morning, they heard you and Jim talking about the new exhibit, which is going to be opening November 25th.
That's right, although if you come to the museum today, you'll see it's done already. We got it up a little early.
Well, that's okay.
So don't be shy. Come on over.
That's better than the other way, going, oh, we're not quite ready.
Exactly.
But we wanted to, of course, remind folks about that opening, and also that for a couple of days, it's free to get into the museum.
That's right. This weekend is Yule Fest in Elkhorn and Kimbolton, and certainly at the museum. We have free admission Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and of course lots of special events throughout the Danish villages. So it's a great opportunity, especially if you have visiting family and friends in the area for the long holiday weekend. Come on by, drop in, see our brand new exhibit called The Whimsical World of Bjørn Vinblad. And we also have a lot of extra activities and refreshments and holiday decorations. And, of course, great shopping in the design store.
Oh, beautiful things in your design store. Yeah, it's just a joy, actually, to look around and then try to decide what it is you want to purchase for yourself or for your friends as gifts. They're just beautiful things there. But we want to move on. It's sort of like the rest of the story that we're going to talk about this morning on Backyard and Beyond, because, of course, this weekend, Yule Fest is sort of the kickoff for a lot of those special events, but you have many more planned to celebrate the whole Christmas season.
That's right. It's actually a pretty busy December for us here at the museum, and we invite community members from far and wide to come join us in some traditional Danish holiday activities. One thing that's become an annual thing for us here is our December brown bag lunch, which will be on December 15th, Thursday at noon, is our Christmas hygge. And what that Danish word that means coziness and togetherness and hospitality. And so we always put together a program of songs and stories and serve some refreshments there. So that's part of our regular brown bag lunch series, but we really focus on holiday traditions for this December Christmas hygge program, and that's December 15th, Thursday at noon.
Okay, and that's free?
Yes, it is. It's free to the public. And another free event, and this is new for us this year, is celebrating the winter solstice. For many years, the museum has celebrated the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. This year, we're adding a celebration of the shortest day of the year on December 21st. And this is especially for families or folks who are at their jobs during the day. Come after work. We're going to kick this off at 5:30 as the sun really goes down below the horizon. We'll light a fire outside. We'll light candles. And no matter what the weather is outside, we'll also be open inside with some warm beverages, too. So a way to welcome winter and kind of the fun parts, the togetherness celebration for some indoor activities.
You know, it seems only fair when you celebrate the longest day that you should celebrate the shortest day, because then all of a sudden, you know, we've been saying, oh, it gets dark so early and so on. It changes quickly and the days will start getting longer. So that's something to celebrate. It seems that both of those celebrations, I believe, involve usually big bonfires.
Yes. When in doubt, light a big bonfire, I think, is a Scandinavian tradition. And, of course, you know, Scandinavia is known for using more candles per capita in their home than any other countries on Earth. And so that's certainly a tradition we can all enjoy and be more active and participatory in.
And I'm guessing there are some beautiful candles available in your gift shop.
I think there just might be, yes.
Of all shapes, sizes, and colors. So we just need to say, watch those candles. It's great to have them lit, but you also need to pay attention. Now, on this winter solstice, you mentioned there will be a fire. Beverages, you say, little snack kinds of things, and inside and outside. Is that correct?
Yes, we'll probably serve food inside, and we'll have some activities for that the kids can enjoy, some craft activities, and so we'll serve some coffee. We'll probably serve some glögg. We might try making some fresh Ebelskiver, although there are many of us who have never done that before. So,
Tova.
But that is the time that most Danes do eat Abel Skiver, is the Christmas season. And so we just want to create one more opportunity to celebrate some of the Danish holiday traditions for this time of the year.
And you've mentioned, and I think we want to talk about another one, but this is really a family activity.
It is, yes. We invite everyone to come, whether you're dropping by after work or if you want to pick up your kids and stop on by. We always have the Lego play area.
Yes.
A new exhibition. This exhibition really inspires some fun design activities, some stories and drawings that are really fun for all ages.
Yeah, they can be a real challenge, and if you see some of the things that have been created, you go, oh my goodness, this is for kids, but it's for all ages. If you want to be creative, well, they're the Legos. Now, let's move on, because we've talked about December now, December 15th, December 21. We'll remind folks here again in a little bit about those. But let's move on into the new year, 2017. Your activities just continue.
We do, yes, and part of this is finding new ways that we can invite people to the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park, the grounds surrounding the museum, and not just in summertime. There's, you know, if we have the right snow conditions, there's a great sledding hill. again, you know, we could be making snowmen or just walking through the prairie, you know, tromping through the frozen grasses and plants. And so we wanted to invite people to really enjoy some of the winter outside activities as well. And so we're inviting everyone on the two federal holidays, which for most is also a day off of school, and that would be January 16th, which is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and also February 20th, which is President's Day. So we will have, again, some indoor crafts, so no matter what the weather is, we'll have things to do for all ages, but also we'll kind of keep an eye on the forecast and try to have some outdoor activities available as well. And if the snow is good, bring your sled. So it should be a fun couple of days. That will be during the museum's regular hours, so between 9 and 5.
Okay. Now, when you say sled, I have a vision of what a sled is, but there are so many other alternatives. I'm sure they're all welcome, too. I'm thinking of those, I don't even know what you call them, those circle things. I never had one of those when I was growing up. I had a sled. But whatever goes down the hill in the snow is welcome, right?
Exactly, yes. With the new acquisition of the 5 acres that used to be the Elam Children's Home, and we've removed some of the trees from a hillside there, we now have a big open slope.
Mm.
And so, you know, in the greener months, we've been eyeing that, thinking, I think that might be a really good sledding hill. So we really want to invite folks to come and test that theory. Let's see if that is as good a sledding hill as we think it's
looking like. And, you know, for, I think especially for families in town and maybe some in the country, those hills sometimes are kind of hard to find that are really available. You know, I I'm going back in history. My husband used to talk about the streets they'd close in town so you had a good hill. But I don't know if that still happens. So it's better to be out there in the nature part and use those hills.
Exactly. Wide open landscape, no trees.
All right. Good, very good point. Now, I want to also, you mentioned crafts. Are there some of those kinds of things that are more Danish than a lot of people might have done?
Well, what people might not realize is that Denmark is really known for paper crafts. They have a long tradition of paper crafts, especially paper cutting. And so really, even something that we might all be very familiar with, like, you know, making paper snowflakes, that is the same type of craft and seasonal decoration that ties into very old Danish traditions. What you might not have heard about is most of us know Hans Christian Andersen as the author of beloved fairy tales, but he was also an expert paper cutter. And so that he was known for that among his circle of friends, and he would cut out, you know, paper cuttings while he told a story. So that's just one example of kind of how paper cutting crafts in particular have a long tradition in Denmark. Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, there's a lot of things that come forward up to the 21st century. Many people are probably familiar with the red and white paper heart baskets that are so often used for Christmas decorations. Making those is still, you know, very common in Denmark, and so we often have the tools for people to make those here, and we can give advice on how to weave those little paper pieces together in the right way. So those in particular have a real long connection to Danish traditions.
All right. Let's remind us, of course, put these things on your calendar into the new year, but remind us quickly again of the December 15th program.
Yes, December 15th is Thursday at noon, Christmas Hygge. Everyone's invited, free admission there. And then the next week, December 21st, in the evening, is our winter solstice.
Okay, and of course, this weekend, the 25th and 26th, stop by to see the new exhibit and enjoy all the rest of the museum, too, because there's lots more to see. So we want to thank you very much, Tove Brandt, for visiting with us this morning from the Museum of Danish America. And until next time, here's a thought from Hugh Downs. Something about an old-fashioned Thanksgiving and Christmas is hard to forget.